The natural hair journey can seem challenging and leaving you to feel unsure and stuck. It may not be easy, but it can be simple. In each episode, we'll take a look into strategies so you can gain a better understanding on how to overcome those moments in your natural hair journey. So, grab your olive oil and let's comb through those tangles and apply strategies and steps to overcome those roadblocks to having healthy and growing natural hair. Hello and welcome back to Luminex Essentials Audiocast. I am your host, Carole Maxineau, your natural hair consultant, author, and your natural curl champion. Welcome back. I'm in the business of inspiring, empowering women with Afro-textured hair to feel confident and have the less worries of feeling insecure and overwhelmed to embrace and love her textured hair. In order to do that, I suggest that you succeed in having a customized hair care regimen that can erase or that can minimize those frustration levels when it comes to taking care of your hair. And if you haven't done so, head on over to Keeping It Natural Hair Group. There, I go live once a month, face to face, giving you further helpful strategies when it comes to applying it in your hair care journey. So welcome back on again. I am so excited to be here presenting on and to inform you guys on ways just to help in your hair care journey, because that is my passion, that is my mission, that is my goal. How can I serve you guys so you can feel less bothersome, have more confidence, feel inspired to take care of your textured hair? So, do you know your hair texture, your curl type, or your density? Do you know what the difference are? It may seem the same, but there is a difference if you narrow it down to the T. So, for those of you who are considering or have made the transition or the big chop, you must know the challenges that come along with these decisions. This can sound very dramatic. For some, it is. Oh my God, it so is, because if you look at it, the internet and blogs are filled with naturalistas who took time to learn all they can know about going, how they can care for the natural hair. So if you care enough to do your research, you too will find that the market is also saturated and it's appealing for those who seek to make a profit when it comes to our natural hair. Many of them know that Black women will spend all they have on their hair. There's nothing wrong with making money or spending money. Hey, I like to go shop. I like to look good too. What about you? Especially when it comes to taking care of my hair and giving products that it needs, right? So, but why spend the endless amount of money on products that are no good for your hair? Why? That is where you become a product junkie. Stop it. Calm it down. Just because a product claims to be for natural, kinky, curly, or frizzy hair, it does not mean that it's particularly for your type of hair. As you go through the vast amount of information that's out there on natural hair care, you may probably want to sit back and ask yourself a question about your hair texture or your curl pattern. Surprisingly, if you do, I will tell you this. You may discover that you have a mixed type of hair, and you can have it from one side to the other side, to the back, to the front, to the nape, or even the middle of your head. So if you look really closely, you may definitely see that you may have some different type of mixture type of hair that is going on in your head. A Black woman and also a Caucasian woman or Asian woman, you know, they can have a similar or different type of hair. So let's refer to the three type here that is so commonly popular. So there are Black women and there are Caucasian women will probably have the similar type of three type C pattern of hair, but they have completely different textures. If you think of your textures, you may think of how something feels to the touch or to the taste and even to the how it looks. Some textures are soft and silky, while other textures can, you know, feel wiry, smooth, and have a less of a shine to it. People often get texture and curl pattern very confused. I know I did. I had to really get a microscope to really analyze this. Curl pattern comes in four types. Do you know what they are? If you do, put a comment below. Want to know how you can support this podcast? First, subscribe to Luminix Essentials Texture Talk podcast and send this link out to all your curly girl friends so that it can sustain its further reach so that they too can become active listeners to receive the benefits and growth in their hair care journey. Now, let's continue on in this episode. So the four types of hair comes in straight, wavy, curly, or kinky slash coily hair. Hair texture is not how the hair feels, matter of fact, but it's how thick your strands are. So, you know, the texture or your strand's thickness is the circumference of each individual strand. You know, it ranges from coarse, medium to fine. So the fine strands will tend to be thinner than the thread if you were to line it up with a thread. And if your hair strand is thinner than a thread, then you more than likely have fine strands. If you line up your strand to the same thread and it appears to be the same circumference or the similar size, then you will more than likely have a medium type of strand of hair. Or if your hair strand appears to be thicker or more than the circumference of the thread, then you more than likely would have a coarser type of strand, a thicker type. So the coarse strand will be harder to moisturize and may need a heavier product as compared to fine strands will need a lighter moisturizer because you don't want to weigh it down. So coarse strands will have more of a cuticle layers than fine strands. And people often associate type 4 hair with coarse hair, which is not always the case due to it being harder to comb. So you can have 4 type hair or a curl pattern, but your texture, which is your strand thickness, could be very fine. If you're kind of confused about that, I know it may seem a little confusing. Put a question below and I'll get back to you on that. So let's break it down. The next characteristics you should also keep in mind is your density. Your hair's overall thickness is measured by its density, which refers to the amount or the number of strands on your head in a whole. And it can be, it can range from low all the way up to high. So it comes to how compact your strands are collectively on your head. So if you look a little closer, if someone's hair seems to be less dense, or it may seem they don't have a fullness, so therefore they will have a lower density of hair strands on their head. If someone, for example, has a large amount, a vast amount of hair that is saturated throughout their head and appears very voluminous, then it will be of a higher density on their head. So knowing your hair texture and curl pattern can be very helpful, you know, when it comes to product selection and the method used for your hair. And like always, I always stress this, education is the key to having a successful hair journey. So don't go by only by what you see or trends that are popular right now, because trends, what they do, they come and then they go. go back to research, see what research is out there, read some articles when it comes to caring for your hair, or also ingredients that can cater to your hair to help it and not go on the opposite side, not helping it. But with education, at least you will recognize that even when setback happens, you will know how to approach it and to correct any type of mistakes that may occur on your hair. And it's not enough to take someone else's word, but it's also okay to take advice from those who are passionate about natural hair. However, many are not professionals, so be very careful on that. And those who support your decision to go natural can offer stories to help you on your journey. So I would recommend, if you don't know what you're doing, if you're unsure, if you feel overwhelmed, if you feel secure, especially when it's caring or developing a customized hair care regimen, seek professional guidance, seek professional help. And I tell you, it will open up your world, your outlook on how it comes to taking care of your natural hair. And if you haven't done so, head on over to Keeping It Natural Hair Group. There, I go live once a month, giving you further helpful trainings when it comes to strategies so you can apply in your journey here and now. And if you're not sure on how to go about creating a personalized hair care regimen, contact me and we can see how we can tackle this together so you can have the beautiful, luxurious, gorgeous, and be independent with your overall hair care. And I'll talk to you next time, and God bless. Thank you so much for supporting Luminix Essentials Texture Talk podcast. If you are ready to join a community of women just like you who want to advance in her knowledge to overcome the struggles, the uncertainties when it comes to managing her textured hair, well, guess what? My community is definitely for you. If you want to join today, definitely click the link below, and there you can subscribe to become a monthly member. With that, you get live lesson topics, trainings, you get your own access to your hair portal where I have these great phenomenal bonuses and gifts that are waiting for you. Free consultation with me whenever you feel that you need more support. I am there to guide you and to support you along each way. So if you're ready, definitely click the link below or message me to sign up for the new Natural Hair Community membership, and I will see you inside. Let's get our hair healthy and growing. Remember, girl, you're not alone.